White House, not clear Israel can have Rafah offensive plan that would satisfy us. By Ian Hanchett on April 26, 2024. On Friday's broadcast of MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell reports, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan stated that it's not clear that it's even possible for Israel to have a credible plan for an invasion of Rafah that the White House would support. Sullivan said, "We have made clear that our policy in Gaza will be determined by the steps Israel takes, both with respect to facilitating humanitarian assistance that can save lives, and with respect to civilian protection as it conducts its operations. We have also made clear our absolute deep and fundamental concern about a major military operation in Rafah, because we believe, first, it's where the aid is coming in. And if you cut that aid off, it makes it more difficult to feed and house people. Second, as you said, it's where more than a million people are sheltering because they've been progressively moved there as Israel has continued its campaign. And it's not clear to us that there can be a credible plan for where they go to have shelter, housing, medicine, and all of the things that they need. So, we continue to express our concerns publicly and privately to the Israeli government. I have dealt with them directly on this issue. And we will continue to do that. I don't want to get into the details of sensitive diplomatic conversations. I would just say, the U.S. position on this issue remains clear. And Israel understands where we are coming from." He added, "We are going to continue to make our decisions based on what he believes is in the best interests of the American people and is most consistent with American values. That is what is guiding him today and it will guide him always through the remainder of this conflict." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.